This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick kicks off a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, Rick looks into the Bible to help you understand God's great love for you and to empower you to love others the way Jesus does. But first, in just a bit, we'll tell you how to get Pastor Rick's 40 Days of Love Bible study with 6 video sessions and workbook. It's perfect for individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. Or just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called, It's All About Love.
How would you complete this sentence? My number one goal in life is. Now I want you to think about that for a minute. My number one goal in life, what is most important to me is. How would you complete that sentence? What word, what phrase would you use? Would you say, my number one goal in life is to be happy? Or my number one goal in life is to be loved? Or my number one goal in life is to succeed at my career? How would you answer that question? My number one goal in life is comfort, or have fun, or retire, or get married and raise a family. My number one goal in life is to be well known, popular. How would you answer that question? It's very, very important. And if you haven't ever thought it through, you need to think it through and consciously understand it, because however you answer that question is what I call your dominant life principle. Now, everybody's got a dominant life principle. It's the most important value to you in life. You maybe never thought it through, but you use it all the time. Every time you make a decision, every time you have a choice, you access the database in your brain and you decide what you're going to do based on your dominant life value, your dominant principle of life. For instance, if my dominant life value or principle is to have fun, then this evening, if I get a couple of invitations on the phone, I'm going to tend to choose the thing that's the most fun to do, because that's what's important to me, have fun. If my dominant life principle is comfort, then I'm going to tend to choose the easiest thing to do. What's the most convenient thing? No, I'd rather just stay home and lay on the couch and watch TV. If my dominant life value or principle is safety, then I'm going to tend to make every decision in life based on what's the safest choice. And so I'm going to look at it that way, security issues. If my dominant life value is to be approved, to be affirmed, to be applauded, then I'm going to tend to choose things in life where I get the most affirmation. If earning approval is the most important thing to me. So it's extremely important that you think through what is going to be the most important value in your life. Now, what does God have to say about this? Well, he has a lot to say about it. And in the Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians, there on your outline, chapter 14, verse 1, he says this, let love be your greatest aim. You might want to circle that. Let love be your greatest aim. Not status, not success, not possessions or power or privilege or prestige, not comfort, not money. He says you should make as the number one life value love. Now, why does he say that? Make love the highest aim of your life. Why? Because God is love, and he wants you to be like him. The Bible tells us that God created everything in the universe out of love. He made everything in order to love it, because God is love. It doesn't say he has love, he is love. He created you as an object of his love. And God wants you to be like him. And so he created you to learn how to love. In fact, you were put on this planet to learn how to love. Why didn't God just create you and take you to heaven? Have you ever thought about that? Why does he let you spend 60, 70, 80, 90 years here on a broken world where there is a sin, suffering, sorrow, sadness, problems, pressures, stress? Why doesn't God just create you and take you directly to heaven? Why does he put you here on earth? He allows you here on earth in order to learn to love. Life is all about learning how to love. In fact, one day Jesus was walking down the street and a guy came up to him and he said, "Lord, what is the most important command in the Bible? God, can you tell me what really matters most? Jesus, of all these things that are in the Bible, what should I really focus on?" And Jesus said, "I can do that. I can summarize the entire Bible for you in two sentences. And if you get these two things, you get it. You get what life is all about. It's called the Great Commandment. We've looked at it many times. It's there on your outline. Let's read it aloud together in Mark chapter 12. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. There are no commands more important than these." Now that's pretty clear. He said nothing in the Bible, nothing at all, is more important than these two things. Learn to love God with all your heart, and oh, by the way, learn to love everybody else. He said if you get those two things, you got it. You get it. You understand what I put you on this planet to do. Life is all about learning to love. Everything else is excess. Everything else is secondary. Make love your highest aim. He said, I want you, first of all, to learn to love me, God. And then he says, I want you to learn to love everybody else. And once you've done that, now you're ready to come to heaven. That's why you are alive. And if you go all through life, it doesn't matter how much you acquire and how much you achieve and how many accomplishments you make and how many rewards or how famous you become, none of that matters. One day you're going to stand before God and he's going to say, "Did you learn to love me? By the way, that's why I sent Jesus Christ, so you could learn to love me. And did you learn, by the way, to learn to love other people? Because that's what I put you on earth to do. And if you miss that, wrong answer." Because life is all about love. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what it's all about. In fact, the Bible says this, 1 Corinthians 16:14. Everything you do must be done with love. Question. What does that include? How about everything? Everything you do must be done with love. I didn't say that. God said it. Now, does that mean writing emails? Yeah. Some of you need to tape this verse to your computer. And before you ever write an email, you need to think, everything I write must be done with love. Does this include ordering fast food when you can't understand the speaker? Yeah. Everything you do must be done with love. Does it include finding a parking spot when three other people want it? Everything you do must be done with love. Does it mean including being nice to people who vote differently than you? Everything you do must be done with love. Does it include responding to people who attack you for your faith? Yes. Everything you do must be done with love. If you don't, you are missing the point of life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Jesus said, "There's nothing more important than loving God and loving others." That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Love Bible Study that comes with a 6-session DVD and workbook. In these sessions, Rick helps you understand how deep and wide God's love is for you and reveals how you can enjoy happy and successful relationships with others by focusing on the spiritual principles of patience, kindness, truth, and forgiveness. This resource is perfect for personal study, or you can invite a few friends over and do it in a small group setting. And today, when you give a gift to share the love of Jesus with people here and around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days of Love Bible Study to say thanks. Get yours now and experience more fulfilling relationships as you live a life powered by the love of Jesus. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
Everything you do must be done with love. Does it mean including being nice to people who vote differently than you? Everything you do must be done with love. Does it include responding to people who attack you for your faith? Yes. Everything you do must be done with love. If you don't, you are missing the point of life. I think this is a great verse for us to memorize together before we start 40 Days of Love. Now, you've heard me say many times that in order to learn a verse, the hardest part is to learn where it is in the Bible, the reference point. We call that the address, 1 Corinthians 16:14. So when you memorize a verse, you say the address before and after, because that's the hardest part to remember. So let's look at the outline and let's read this verse together. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Everything you do must be done with love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Okay, now here's the hand motions. Everything you do must be done with love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Okay, let's try it together. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Everything you do must be done with love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Some of you didn't do it. That was very unloving. So we're going to do it again. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Everything you do must be done with love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Very good, class. Now, let's try that. Oh, by the way, what is 1 Corinthians 16:14? Everything you do must be done with love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. And today, we're going to begin the journey of how you do everything with love. Now, as we begin 40 Days of Love journey together, I thought it'd be helpful to start with the definition of love. We throw this word around and we use it. You know, I love hot dogs, I love salsa, I love Krispy Kreme, I love my wife, I love America, I love God, but not all in that order and not all in the same way. And so what does it mean to love? So I went to my 24-volume encyclopedia at home and I looked up the word love to get a definition. And I discovered that in that 24-volume encyclopedia, there was not a single article on love. In fact, if you looked up the word love, it said, see emotion and sex. So I looked up emotion. And in the article on emotion, a long, long article, it used the word love one time and never defined it. So I looked up the article on sex. 3 pages of article on sex, defining sex in the encyclopedia, 5 sentences on love, and again, no definition. Now, what does that say to us? It says we know a whole lot more about sex than we do about love. A lot of things in the world today that are called love stories, love songs, love poems are not really about love, they're about sex. When a guy gets up and sings, give it to me, give it to me. If you don't give it, I'm going to take it. That's not love. That's actually a lust song, not a love song. Lust can never wait to get. Love can always wait to give. So what is love? Well, the Bible has a lot to say about it. And I've been studying it for 30 years. And I'm going to be sharing that with you. You can just call me the love doctor. So today, as we kick it off, we're going to look at all that we're going to do together in the next 40 days of love. Five things the Bible says about love. Number one, if you're writing these down, we love because God loves us. God is love, and all love comes from God, and we love because God loves us. In 1 John 4, 7 and 8, it says, love comes from God, for God is love. It doesn't say God has love, it says God is love. And the reason why God wants you to love, as I said, is because he is love. It is his character, it is essence. He wants us to be like him. And God is the source of all love. If God wasn't loving, there would be no love in the universe. All love comes from God. And the reason you have the ability to love is because you were made in the image of God. That's what makes you different from rocks and plants. God gave you that ability. You were made in his image so you could do the two things you were put on earth to do. Learn to love God and learn to love other people. Life is all about love. Now, the Bible says in 1 John 4:19, we love because God first loved us. Circle God first. God is always first in everything. He takes the initiative. The only reason you can love God or love anybody else is because God first loved you. And he showed that love by sending Jesus Christ to earth to die for you. He showed that love by creating you. And he showed that love by everything you have in life is a gift of God's love. We love because God first loved us. You know, sometimes I'll talk to believers in churches who are kind of down on themselves. And they always feel like they're not measuring up. And they're not pleasing God. And that God is always angry with them. And they always carry a load of guilt around the whole time. And I've heard many people say this, you know, my problem, Rick, is I just don't love God enough. And I said, no, that's not it. Your problem is not that you don't love God enough. Your problem is you don't realize how much he loves you. Because if you realized how much God loves you, extravagant, irresistible, unconditional love, you would have to love him back. You could not love God if you understood how much he loves you. You would automatically be attracted to it. And the reason you don't love God, you don't care about God, you don't serve God, is you don't understand or feel how much he loves you. So you have to start. If we're going to talk about learning to love other people and becoming great lovers, you've got to first understand and feel how much God loves you. And that's what I want to happen in your life during these 40 days. I don't want to just talk about love, read about love, talk, discuss about love. I want you to experience the love of God. Because the day that you finally fully understand how God loves you completely, unconditionally, you can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you will fail. When you feel that unconditional love, you know what? You're just going to start cutting people a lot of slack. You're not going to be as angry as you've been. You're going to be more patient. You're going to be more forgiving. You're going to be more merciful. You're going to let other people have grace. The reason why you see people who are judgmental, who are sarcastic, who are mean-spirited, the reason why you see people who are angry, self-righteous, always putting other people down, is because they're putting themselves down. They don't feel good about themselves. They don't feel loved. They don't feel forgiven. They don't feel grace. They feel guilty. They feel bad about themselves. And if I feel bad about myself, I certainly don't want you feeling good about you. So during 40 days of love, we're going to have to do some healing in your heart. Because you have been hurt in life. You've been hurt by parents, or you've been hurt by peers on school, or you've been hurt by professionals, or you've been hurt by partners. Maybe some of you have been abused, or you've been misused, or you've been rejected, or you've been abandoned, or you've been betrayed, and you've got some scabs on your heart. And we're going to have to do some gentle surgery on your heart, because you can't love others until you feel loved. Let me say that again. We're going to have to come back to this several times in the next 40 days. You cannot give to others what you have not received yourself. You cannot give to others what you don't possess. Unlovely people are unloved people. Hurt people. It's like a bottle of toothpaste. When you squeeze a bottle of toothpaste, what's going to come out? Whatever's inside it. And if you're filled with anger and you're filled with impatience and you don't feel loved, guess what? You're not going to be able to love anybody else.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, one of the main reasons Pastor Rick started Daily Hope was to share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. And because of your prayers and financial gifts, we're now reaching over 35 million people every month. But there are still billions of people who need to hear the good news. Would you prayerfully consider giving a gift to Daily Hope today to help reach even more people for Jesus Christ? And when you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days of Love video-based Bible study to say thanks for your support of this ministry. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love and let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love Study Kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world.
To give a gift and receive the 40 Days of Love Study Kit, call us now at 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for supporting this ministry, and don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.